The first reading this morning comes from Acts chapter 10, starting to work at verse 44, and can be found if you're following in the church Bibles on page 895. This part is headed, Gentiles Receive the Holy Spirit. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please do be seated. I'm just going to open wide the doors for a second. Do we have anybody here in this room who can tell me anything at all about water? Anything at all that we use water for? Any ideas? What do we use water for? What can we use water for? What can we do with it? We can drink it. Here we go. We can drink it. What else can we do with water? We can go swimming. Any more ideas what we can do with water? Have a wash. Mercy, have you got an idea? Wash as well. Can't get enough washing. We can cook our food with it. We can heat our homes with it. We can do all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things with water. And if we're really daring, we could even do that. Water's a great and wonderful thing. It's really powerful. It's really important stuff. And our bodies are made up largely of water. And that's why it's essential that we need to keep drinking it to stay hydrated. But water, of course, also makes us think of baptism. So what do we know about baptism? Well, it's one of those things that helps us to remember that God has washed our sins away. God has saved us. And some people do baptism in different ways, and you'll see one particular way that we do it here at Holy Trinity. We do it in that big stone font that you will have walked past as you came into church this morning. Some people will go all the way into the water. Some people are baptized when they're babies, like Sophia. Some when they're old, when they're older. There are so many different ways of doing it. But it's a wonderful and it's a really important thing to be baptized or christened, because it shows that we're new people. We're made new in Jesus. Now, quite likely, we'll sometimes always get it wrong, and we'll always do bad things in our lives, whether we mean to or whether we don't. But we can rest assured that God is always going to forgive us. God sent Jesus to take our place, to die in our place, so that we can die to sin and live to God. God loves us. God cares for us. God upholds us, no matter what we do. And of course, Jesus was baptized too. And it wasn't in a font in a parish church. Instead, it was in the River Jordan. And like as not, there were so many other people coming forward for baptism at that time. So it was a very wet, very noisy place as all these people were dipping them, being dipped into the river. And sometimes it might seem strange that Jesus was actually baptized in the first place, because we know that he didn't sin. So why would Jesus need to be baptized in the first place? Well, his cousin John asked that same question. John the Baptist, the camel hair wearing, locust eating gentleman. He baptized people in the river. And Jesus came to him one day asking to be baptized. And John said to him, "You don't need me to baptize you." But Jesus insisted, saying that John needed to do it. And that lets us know that baptism is a blessing. It's a really great thing. And when Jesus was baptized, something remarkable happened. Heaven opened up. The Holy Spirit came down like a dove. And the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my son. This is my beloved one. This is the one with whom I am well pleased." So all parts of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, were all present at the same time. And God, in saying those words, was announcing to everybody just who Jesus was, his beloved Son. And we can take heart that Jesus was and is who God proclaimed was coming into the world. And sometimes when we go astray, that can be a really comforting reminder to us. Jesus lived and died so that we might have eternal life. We might be made clean. We might be made new in Jesus. And so that's something that should inspire us. That's something that should allow us to live joyfully every day. Alive in Jesus, made new in Christ. Each one of us, even though we look very different, are all made wonderfully in the image of God. And so because of that, we can live in God's presence. We were sinful, but we've been made clean in Jesus. So the next time you wash your hands, take a bath, even take a glass of water, remember how Jesus washed our sins away. So why don't we thank him for that now? I'm going to say a prayer, and if you repeat it back line by line. Dear God, thank you for baptism. Thank you for washing our sins and making us clean. Help us to live in your presence. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.